Well, starting off here in sports this morning, the NCAA basketball tournament. First two games are in the books with the play-in round starting last night in Dayton, Ohio. And diminutive point guard Junior Robinson scored 23 points, including the go-ahead jumper with 1:27 to play. And Mount St. Mary's held on for a 67-66 victory over New Orleans in the opening game of the first four. Robinson, the smallest player in Division I at 5'5", carried the Mountaineers to their second NCAA tournament win. They'll head to Buffalo to play defending national champion and top overall seed Villanova in the East Regional on Thursday. Mount St. Mary's led most of the way, but New Orleans pulled off a comeback befitting its resurgent season. The Privateers had a chance for a final shot, but Eric Thomas's inbound pass with 2.6 seconds left was off target and stolen by the Mountaineers' Chris Ray to clinch it. Kamau Stokes scored 19 of his 22 points in the second half of a wide-open game on Tuesday night, and Kansas State's balance was the difference as the Wildcats pulled away to a 95-88 victory over Wake Forest in the first four. 11-seeded K-State got its first NCAA tournament win in 5 years and a trip to play number 6-seed Cincinnati on Friday in Sacramento as part of the South Regional. In a matchup of two versatile offenses, the Wildcats had the most options and hot shooters. Wesley Awundu added 24 points, and DJ Johnson scored 18 for the Wildcats. In the NIT, Malcolm Hill scored 25 points, LaRon Black had a double-double, and Jamal Walker picked up a win in his debut as the interim coach for Illinois, an 82-57 romp over shorthanded Valparaiso in an opening game of the NIT. Hill made 7 of 12 shots, including 4 three-pointers and 7 of 8 free throws, and became the fourth player to surpass 1,800 points for the Illini, who are seated second in their bracket and are home against the Boise State-Utah winner next. Black had 13 points on 6-9 shooting and grabbed 12 rebounds, and they will be facing Boise State, who won that game last night. Sebastian Saez had a school-record 21st double-double of the season. DeAndre Burnett scored 15 of his 17 points in the second half, and Mississippi beat Monmouth 91-83 in the NIT. Chandler Hutchinson had a career-high 34 points. Marcus Dickinson scored 10 of his career-best 12 in the final 12 minutes, and Boise State overcame an 11-point second-half deficit to beat Utah 73-68. Chandre Jones scored 22 points, and Richmond pulled away to defeat Alabama 71-64. Martez Walker and Sharon Dorsey Walker combined to score 35 of their 44 points in the second half as Oakland overcame a 20-point deficit to beat Clemson 74-69. Josh Okugui scored 24 points. Tadrick Jackson added 19, and the pair combined for 31 second-half points as Georgia Tech pulled away from Indiana for a 75-63 win. Gian Clavel had 22 points, 9 rebounds, and tied his career high with 7 assists as Colorado State beat College of Charleston 81-74. And Dedrick Bazile scored 16 of his 18 points in the first half when Cal State Bakersfield was almost flawless, and the Roadrunners held on to defeat shorthanded Cal 73-66 in the first round of the NIT there as well. Now, the NIT will continue here tonight, and lots of games on the slate, including the Iowa Hawkeyes. And as a note to you, the Hawkeyes game has been changed as far as the time. The Syracuse and UNC Greensboro had to be pushed back due to the nor'easter winter storm that's going on the East Coast. They moved that game to tonight, so that's going to take the time slot that Iowa was settled to play in at 6 o'clock. They pushed the Iowa-South Dakota game now back to an 8 o'clock tip time, and that'll be a 7 o'clock pregame now here on the Hawkeye Radio Network here tonight. So a bit of adjustment there for the Hawkeyes as once again they take on South Dakota at home there in the NIT. Also, we let you know yesterday that postseason selections and pairings for women's college basketball were announced Monday night. All the Division I programs in the state of Iowa will be playing on. Iowa State, Drake, and UNI were all selected to play in the NCAA tournament for the women. Iowa was selected to play in the women's NIT. Iowa will be playing their first round game in the NIT against Missouri State on Thursday night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. We'll have that one for you here on the Hawkeye Radio Network as well. That pregame will be at 6:45. Tip-off at 7. Iowa State is a 9-seed. They'll take on 8-seed Syracuse Saturday at 12:30 in Storrs, Connecticut. And also Drake drew a 10-seed. They'll face 7-seeded Kansas State Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock in Manhattan, Kansas. And the UNI Panthers are a 10-seed. They'll play 7-seeded DePaul on Friday morning at 11 a.m. in the morning in Starkville, Mississippi. The St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Jordan Schaefer will have surgery this week on his left elbow and could ultimately need a Tommy John operation. The 30-year-old Schaefer is one of the more intriguing stories across spring training. He spent six seasons in the big leagues as a speedy outfielder with the Braves, Astros, and Twins, but is trying to reinvent himself as a pitcher after his career appeared to have ended. Schaefer felt soreness in his forearm over the weekend after struggling in exhibition games. The Cardinals said Tuesday that an MRI revealed the injury. He'll have surgery on Friday, and it will be determined then whether he requires a ligament repair or a complete reconstruction. The Cardinals invited Schaefer to spring training as a non-roster invitee, intrigued by his versatility. He pitched in three levels of the minors for the Dodgers last year, going 1-1 with a 3.83 ERA in 40 games and averaging more than a strikeout per inning. Schaefer last played in the majors with Minnesota in 2015. He's a career 228 hitter with 103 steals. Chiefs signed defensive tackle Benny Logan to a one-year contract on Tuesday, filling the void left by free agent Dontari Poe in the middle of the Kansas City defensive line. Logan made 51 starts and appeared in 59 games during the past four seasons in Philadelphia. He made 24 tackles and had 2.5 sacks last year when he played for former Chiefs offensive coordinator and longtime Andy Reid assistant Doug Peterson. Chiefs general manager John Dorsey sent a statement that Logan is a versatile player whose presence in the middle will allow his flexibility along the line. The 6'2", 350-pound Logan was a third-round pick out of LSU. He made 164 tackles, 27 for loss, and 5.5 sacks during his professional career so far. And yesterday, Atlantic Cam senior wrestler Carter Cox announced that he will continue his wrestling career at Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls. He signed his letter of intent at the high school with family and coaching staff present. Said his decision came down to NIAC and Ellsworth, and he felt that Ellsworth was the right fit for him.
Just Coach Spree and, you know, the Ellsworth coaches, they just reminded me a lot of home. The town reminded me of home, and, you know, it's just, I guess that really attracted me. And the way that they conduct themselves, the way they hold themselves, the way he runs his program, you know, it speaks for itself. You know, they've had the national champ this year. He's, you know, put, you know, many guys on the stand, placed high as a team. So I want to be a part of something like that. I want to be a part of something great.
And Cox was a four-time state qualifier for Atlantic. He was a state runner-up in 2016, finished fifth place this year. He finished his Trojan career with 157 wins. That's a look at some of the latest sports here on KJN, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.